NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Foreign donors have promised $16 billion in aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years. It's intended to help that country stabilize after foreign troops leave in 2014, as NPR's Jim Hawk reports.
Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is joining other nations in making pledges of assistance to Afghanistan. She says the four-year civilian assistance program is aimed at completing Afghanistan's recovery.
We know Afghanistan's security cannot only be measured by the absence of war. It has to be measured by whether people have jobs and economic opportunity.
Meeting in Tokyo, dozens of countries and organizations are pledging an estimated total of $16 billion in civilian aid. The donors also want to set up a system to make sure the aid is used for development and that it isn't wasted by corruption or mismanagement. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
NATO says bombs and gunfire have killed at least 16 Afghan civilians and 5 Afghan police officers this weekend. The civilians, including women and children, died in 3 explosions in a region along the country's border with Pakistan. The officers died when they responded to a firefight. NATO is now saying 6 NATO service members have been killed today by a roadside bomb. The heat wave that's been gripping parts of the Midwest is expected to break today. Northeast Indiana Public Radio's Sean Beter reports a cold front moving in from Chicago should give residents in the Hoosier State some relief.
The storms that socked northern Indiana a week ago left searing temperatures in their wake. Fort Wayne strung together a record 4 days in a row of triple-digit temperatures, leaving many residents without power at home seeking other ways to keep cool. National Weather Service meteorologist Evan Bentley says relief is finally on the way.
The cold front that's coming through will actually cool temperatures off pretty significantly on the order of 15 to 20 degrees. But with how warm we've been, that's just going to get us back to normal.
The Weather Service says Fort Wayne is still on track to have its warmest year on record. For NPR News, I'm Sean Beter in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Democrats and Republicans are sparring over the economy. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida says while more needs to be done, Americans are slowly seeing economic improvement.
We've had 28 straight months of job growth in the private sector. 4.4 million jobs created. The progress that we're making is moving us forward. We need to continue to make more progress, obviously, and we haven't gone far enough.
But the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Rents Priebus, was astonished at Wasserman Schultz's remarks.
I don't know if she's on vacation in New Hampshire or on Mars. I can't figure it out. But the fact of the matter is people are not better off today than they were 3 or 4 years ago, and the statistics bear it out.
RNC Chairman Rents Priebus. The winner of this year's men's title at the Wimbledon Tennis Championship is Roger Federer. This is NPR. Angry protesters continue to take to the streets in Mexico City to dispute the results of last Sunday's presidential elections. They accuse the winner, the pre-party's Enrique Peña Nieto, of fraud, including outright vote buying. From Mexico City, NPR's Kerry Khan reports.
Shouting, out Peña, get out Peña, tens of thousands of students, leftists, and residents marched for miles through the Capitol. Hugo Don Pablo marched with his 2-year-old daughter who held a sign that read, my future is in danger, get out Peña.
Que hay una democracia clara, que este fraude...
Don Pablo said Mexico needs a transparent democracy, not a fraudulent one. The protesters say Enrique Peña Nieto and his pre-party bought votes with prepaid grocery cards and other expensive giveaways. Second place finisher Andrés Manuel López Obrador refuses to concede. He says he will sue to overturn the election results. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered an investigation into this weekend's surprise and deadly flooding in the Black Sea region. Torrential rain, perhaps as much as a foot, fell on the area about 750 miles south of Moscow. At least 150 people died as flooding engulfed homes and villages mostly overnight. Putin says investigators will check the work of emergency responders and how warnings were issued. The National Hurricane Center is watching 2 named storms in the Pacific Ocean. Hurricane Daniel is far out to sea, about 1,000 miles off the tip of Baja California. Now Tropical Storm Amelia is gaining strength, but it's more than 500 miles off the western coast of Mexico. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.